Vayeshev Yaakov, Be'eretz Megurei Oviv. Rashi says, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'shalvo. Kopetz Olav Rugzah Shel Yosef. The Chasam Sofer explains, Be'emes, the whole Sefer Bereishis until now is Maisa of the Siman Labanim. Avraham Avinu going down to Mitzrayim is, you read of Klal Yisrael to Mitzrayim, and all the Maisa with Yitzchak, with Yaakov, every prat is a Maisa of the Siman Labanim. Yaakov meeting up with Esav and fighting with the Sori Shel Esav represents the goals of Edom. And now that finally Yaakov was Menatzeach against the Sori Shel Esav, in the story of Maisa Obis Simon Labonim, we came to the Geula Hasida. Bikesh Yaakov, Leishek B'Shalva. Yaakov wanted to sit B'Shalva, weiter in the beginning of Maisa Obis Simon Labonim. Kofatz Olav Rugzei Shal Yosef. The promo is over. The real show is starting now. Until now, we were going through Maisa Obis Simon Labonim. But now, we're starting the real story of really the Seder Ishtalos of Kaisel going down to Mitzrayim. The Chayzim and Lablin says a different shot. Bikish Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Avad Yaakov Avinu has to go down to Mitzrayim. The Bris Ben Absorb already says that he's going to be going down to Mitzrayim. How is he going to go down to Mitzrayim? What's going to cause him to go down to Mitzrayim? The Pashtus would come, a massive of Goyim coming, would take him with Shal Shaloi, Shal Barzel, they would tie him up and bring him down to Mitzrayim. Over Bikish Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Yaakov wanted to go down to Mitzrayim in a Sholev Dik Oifen. So how did that happen? Kofetzol of Rugzah Shel Yosef. This whole story happened. That Yosef went down, and that Memela caused eventually, we understand that Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim afterwards to meet him. But that, it was Dr. Baker, because Yaakov wanted to go down to Shal, but not to Shal Shaloi Shalmas. A third shot from the Hafla, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shal, but the shot is because the Emes Yaakov is Nitva on the Bittel essay of Kibbut Av, but on that Isser, only Be'idn of the Rischa. On an essay, a person is only Nitvas when it's Be'idn of the Rischa. So it's Kofetz all of Rugzah Shel Yosef, and that was Mizgalva that he was already Nitva on his inyan. Now you have the Maisa of Yosef and the brothers Vayovi Yosef as the Bosom Rel Aviam. Rashi brings that he was Moitzi Diba on them, that they Oichel Avram and Achai, and that the Mezalzul and the Bnei Ashvachos, and it's Yedua that the Parashas Drochin, who we spoke many times in the Parashas here, Barichas spells Avek a Shaila, if the Ovois, Avram Avinu, and the Ovois and the Shvatim, we know that they kept the Kol HaTorah Kula, the Gemara says in Yuma, Avram Avinu kept the whole Torah. Or in what bechina? Was he really a ben noyach? And he grabbed an inyan, was keeping the mitzvahs? Well, no, he mamish has a din of Yisrael. The Parashas Drochim ki yidua in the drosha there explains that this vikuach, if the obis have a din of Yisrael, or ben noyach is a machlekes rishonim. And then he points that it's not only a machlekes rishonim, it's a machlekes amiroyim, it's a machlekes tanoyim, and he builds weiter and weiter until he points that it's a machlekes Yosef and the brothers. That's how he points Yosef the scripture. And he explains that that was the vikuach. Yosef thought that they have a din of a ben noyach. And therefore, they don't have the heter of Mefarcheses, and that's why he thought it's Avram and Achai. And also, therefore, they were Mezalzim the Bnei Ashvachis, because as Benoyach, they're the same level. Why are they being Mezalzim? The brothers argued because they held that they have a din of Yisrael, and they farlostach on the heter of Mefarcheses for the Avram and Achai, and they felt they have an Elyonis taka over the Bnei Ashvachis. They taka have an Elyonis over the Bnei Ashvachis. The Yisrael Arves Yosef Mikol Bonov Ki Ben Zkunim Huloi. The Baal HaTurim says Ben Zkunim is Gematria Roz, because he taught him all the Rozi Torah. Roz is Gematria Oyer, and that's Avada Meshach Shaychi, the Chanukah. But that was it means Ben Zkunim. The Baal HaTurim then brings another pshat. Zkunim is Rosh Tevis. Zroyim, Kochim, Noshim, Yeshuas. Yeshuas is saved in the Zikin, the Gemara and the Shabbos. And Moyed, Zkunim. It's missing, say the Tyrus. The point is that he told him Kol HaTorah Kula, but it's felt to say the Tyrus. So it could be Zkunim, it's missing a Vav, but Be'etzim it's pronounced Zkunim as if there's a Vav, and the Vav should be Vadas. The Gemara says, Vahoye Emunas Itech Achoysim Yeshuois. Chochma, Vadas is the simon for the Shisha Sidre Mishnah. So the Vav, the hidden Vav, the Behalten Vav could be for the Vadas. Vayiru echov ki oisei oav aviyem mikol echov, and therefore vayisnu oisei, zok de meshe chochma. Had Yaakov loved Binyamin also b'shava with Yosef, then the brothers wouldn't have a time, they would understand and be toilet, it's mi'ahav asol rochel. over it's the Yiru Isaki of Mikol Echov, Afilu Binyamin, call the rabbis, that he loved Yosef, Afilu Mavi Binyamin, that already it was caused by Yisnu Oisai. And they had a machloikis. Now we said already the machloikis could be because Yosef was Diba, and that's why they felt that maybe they have a right to dan him. It's Mavur and Sfarim though that there was another Vikuach over here, a Shoyrish Nikki Vikuach. We know that the Avos are slowly being Misake, Malchus Oilom from the Chet Adam Arishoin, and Avram with Midas HaChesed, Aber Yishmal is also the Psoilus of that Midas HaChesed. Yishmal is Zima. That's when Chesed is the wrong way. The Psoilus of Chesed is Zima. And then Vayta Yitzchak has an Esav also, which is the Psoilus of Gvura, which is Ritzicha. That's Taka, the Psoilus of Gvura. And Yaakov is Tiferes, is Mitosle Shlema, is Shlemus, Aber the brothers were Choshet, that's the Bikuach with Yosef against them, that maybe Yosef, Yosef, Yosef is tiny, no, it's not Nishlam yet. That's what they were choishes, that there's a Vikuach over here that they say that Yosef himself was supposed to be mine with Yud Bei Shvatim Banis, nor Yotza Eser Tipois, he was left only with two Shvatim he does have, Yosef does have two Shvatim, and Ash and Ephraim. Yosef is a shtickle and Av. Yosef is a shtickle and Av. The Pasuk says in Vayechi, Mishom Roya Even Yisrael, Even, Av Ben. Yosef is a shtickle and Av, a shtickle and Ben. There was a tzadah that he b'chlal is supposed to be the one that's mine with Klal Yisrael. This Yisoid is when it becomes b'shlemus. And that was the Bikuach that, no, that Avada is already Yud Beis Shvatim. But that was the Bikuach. Now it says, Vayisnu Oisoi, because of the Chaloyim Oisoi. Now Be'emes, after he told him the first Chaloyim, and he saw that they hated him, what was the reason he repeated the second Chaloyim? The Rosh asked the Kasha, the Rosh says, because it was Koyvish Nevuah, a Bechin of Koyvish Nevuah. But there's an interesting Pshat of the Alshech. What's the reason Yosef continued telling the Chaloyimus? He makes an interesting diet. By the first Chaloyim, it says, Vayisnu Oisai, they hated him. Because they timed, why are you dreaming such things about the Tfuah bowing down to us? Must be, it's Hirhurei Hayoyim, that's what you're thinking about during the day. The Gemara says in Brachas, what a person thinks about during the day, that's what he ends up thinking about being Chaloyim. So they were fratainen on him, Hagufa, what are you thinking about such zaken that you're going to be Moloich Timloich Aleinu? So then Yosef, when he had the next dream, he went running to tell them again. He wanted to calm them down. He said, this time I dreamt that Shemesh v'Yireach also. You think that also I was thinking? That Avadinat? I'm thinking even that the Ovi v'Ima is going to be Mishtagavli. He came running to them. He wanted to calm them down. Zestadok, it's not a Rurei Ayoyim. There's an Emes HaChaloyim here. And he convinced them. And that's why after the second Chaloyim, it's Vayikanu Vayechavz of the Al-Shech. Now it's Kina then. The Ereshtamah was Nish Kina. The Erzimah was sinner because they were fatayin that he stamazi for diminishing these af. And it's a hurei ayoy. So the Sveidenmo, when he came to convince them, that's why he's answering the question why he came to repeat it if he saw already. He came to convince them, Zesta, it's not a hurei ayoy, mafilo of the imoy. Now it's vayikanu boyach. Now there's another deep when he's telling them the chaloimus, it's Kesedah says, Vihine anachnum alman, Vihine kom alamis, alamosi. The Rechaim says, Vihine means that it's very vivid. When a person has a chaloyim that's from a hurei ayoyim, it's not so clear. Yosef was coming to tell them, no, that this is an emes chaloyim, it's vihine, it's kaseda with of a chlorkite. Ki'ilu was vahokis. The Meshech Chachmash tells on a different prat, he says, vihine is lashon simcha. And that was what the ikr kapeid of the brothers were. Meile zokshla chaloyim, meile, we're believing you, that's what you should dream. Oh, but what's the simcha? What's the vihine? That was al chaloyim Yosef of al dvorov. Nishnar at gezok the chaloyim, al dvorov, that kept on saying, vihine. Now it's interesting that in the first Chaloyim, the Tvuah bowed down to Yosef's Tvuah, La'alum Masoi. In the second Chaloyim, the Kechavim, I don't know how Kechavim bowed down, Alumas, I saw a picture of it, I'm going to make Kechavim bowing down, but Akoponim, the Kechavim were bowing down to Yosef himself. It's an interesting, it's a different type. Here it was bowing down to Yosef Alein. Acharas or Kechavim, the Akash in the Welt, Vidino Heichen Hoysa. We had last week's parsha when the Shvatim come to meet with Yosef. Vidino Heichen Hoysa is the Zolbe Gakasha on Yosef's Chaloyim. Vidino Heichen Hoysa is Mizok Dibur Abshat because Dino is Yosef's Shviger because he married Osnas Bas Shchem Vidino. The Shviger Gopsich Nisht Afilo Na Chaloyim. A Chaloyim Hoysa. The Shviger doesn't matter. Someone wanted to say that's the Yireach. You have the Hemshech in the Parsha that the brothers say, Ma Betza, Kinaroi Gesachinu. They made a Din Torah on him, and then they said, Ma Betza, what are we going to gain? Zog the Beis Halevi, it's not stam loss and gain. What are we going to gain? Pshat says, hey, they're coming to give an oynish to Yosef, an oynish misa. What's the tithe when you give an oynish marvus? Bezdin gives an oynish marvus. They made a bezdin. One inyan could be nekama, and there's another inyan. They're staying the psukim leman yishmu viro. It's an andere. It's two different mataris. You can have both mataris could be, but it's two different yisoides. You can give someone an oynish marvus als nekama, and als or als leman yishmu viro. Zog the Beis Halevi, beautiful. Nekama nish by a brother. By a brother, it's not nekama. Nekama and a friend, nishta by a brother. So over here, there's no cheshvan of nekama. Elamai, leman yishmu viro. Leman yishmu viro, even more so. Even a brother, that's a festa. Leman yishmu viro. But over here, the brothers are saying, we're not going to be able to be mefarsim. Because we have to make sure Yaakov doesn't know about it. And we're going to tell him a story. Chayiroachalos. Is my betza? What are we going to gain? Kinara yesachinu. That we're going to kill him. Not as nekama. To be mefarsim. But v'chisinu estoma. We're going to have to not be mafarsin. You falos both dinah, the same dinah why you could kill. Either the come up, or the leman yishmu viro. Over my bet, so what are we going to gain here? Kinari yisachino, a brother. Elamai, not a come. Elamai leman yishmu viro. Over v'chisino es domo. We're going to have to hide it. Like Bezoi, it's not kedai. So Bezoi, it's not kedai. Reuben comes back, and he starts crying, Hayela de Nenu, Vani Ona Anibo, the Medrash says, Vani Ona Anibo with the Maisa Billa. Reuben is suddenly misoining now with the Maisa Billa. I saw the Haflos says Pshat. Reuben had a tzad that maybe he's not going to be Nemesh Maisa Billa because he was Pachas Niben Esrin. And that's what he was titled his tikva on. But he saw Yosef was Nemesh, even Pachas Niben Esrin. Now it was misoined by him, Vani Ona Anibo with Maisa Billa. Until now he was titled Tikvosa in Bezed and he wasn't Esrin. A different Nusach I saw. Reuben was taka choshish on Maisa Billa. Why is it this over here? Because Reuben was chalosin zich on the chaloyim of Yosef. The chaloyim of Yosef with the chadasar kechavim. And he didn't have a chashash that maybe the chadasar is dina and not Reuben. No, verstanden? And the chadasar kechavim state that he's still in. By Yuben Yisrael Shtemasar, he understood. But now, if Yosef is missing, is it occupashed with the whole chaloyim? Va'ani ona ani bo, Reuben is now worried. Was the zayin? Until now, again, these are the two pshatim. Reuben had falozich until now because he was pachas mi'ben Esrim or because Yosef's chaloyim was mevasrim that he was saving. When Yosef is gone, hayela deinenu, v'ani ona ani bo, I'll be nenesh even pachas mi'ben Esrim. You have, in the Hemshech of the Parsha, Yosef has the gevaldik in his soyim. On Eishas Faitifa, that's the whole Yisoy, Yosef tzadik Yisoy in Oilam. He was raw, the most diuknoi shall aviv. And that's what was matzalim. Yosef was zoicher that he was raw, the most diuknoi shall aviv. And that's what Taka saved him. We don't find this Muslim by other places. The aviv come, and by Yehuda, by other stories. What's the nekuda? Yaakov came into the aviv. I saw an interesting pshat, because some zoicher says, we know that on the Avnei Achoshen, on the Avnei Achoshen, it said the names of the Ovois and the Shvatim. It says the names of the Shvatim. And on the top, it also said Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, Shifta, Yeshurin, in order that there should be all the letters. But the Emes is, there could be a Tzad Fakeret, the way he explains, that maybe it didn't say the names of the Shvatim. Maybe it says the names of the Avonim. Oidem, Pitador, Varekas, maybe it says the names of the Avonim. Either way, the Gemara works out in Yuma. You have to have all the letters, all the Chafei Zoysias. Now, the only Samach is from Yosef. Yaakov Avinu came when he was drawn to Yukni. Yaakov Avinu said, what? You realize that you're supposed to be also to be on the Avnei Achoshen? You want to be Mavater on that? Zok the Yaakov, I have an Egeus. There has to be a Samach. The Samach is that it says Yosef. If you're not there, Yosef, then we have to go back to the other pshat, that it says the names of the Avonim. Sapir. But if it says the names of the Avonim, then it doesn't have to say the names of the Ovis. It says, Va'avonim ti al Shmoyz ben Yisrael. Va'avonim ti al Shmoyz ben Yisrael either means the name of the Ovis, or it means the names of the Avonim. As Yosef in Nishdor, there's no Samach from Yosef, that from Gainsrik that it says the names of the Avonim. So then Yaakov is also going to be a Rav from the Avonim. So Yaakov, come to Avmatz, as I'm Zich Oifet. And the Gemara says in Soit, the Yaakov being told him, you want to be Mavakar on being on the Shem's in the office, and you'll be called the Roya Zoynois, Shenemar, the Roya Zoynois, Yaabed Hoim. Zok. The Chanuk is a Torah, nice Pshat. Yaabed Hoim. We know that it has to say all the letters, and it comes out in the Cheshmeh that it said Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Shifta Yeshurun. Each stone had six letters, and to make it six, you added Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Shifta Yeshurun. By Reuven, which has five letters, it says the Aleph of Avraham. By Shimon, which has five letters, it says the Beis of Avraham. And then by Levi, it said Reish Hey Mem. Lefidus Cheshem by Yosef, it said Yeshurun, it said the Vov Nun of Yeshurun. Also on Yosef's name, it had to say Yehoisef. By the Avnei Eifoit, the Cheshem, it has to be 25 letters, it had to say Eidus be Yehoisef. It said Hey, Yehoisef. So that you're going to be Ma'abed Hoyin, you're going to be Ma'abed the Hey of Yehoisef. And you're going to be Ma'abed the Vov Nun of Yeshurun. You're going to be Ma'abed, you're going to be Ma'abed all your Osset. You're going to be Ma'abed all your Osset. That was what Yaakov Avinu was telling him. And that's about the Yisoid. Yosef is Tzadik, Yisoid Oilam, Yosef is Misgaba, Yosef is Misapik. So, Eichad HaSugya, though, Ayivom is the Kesugya. Yehuda, Yivom with Tamar, Er, Oinon, Sheila, Yehuda himself, Yivom. Yivom from Koy the Matan Tyre. There's a Shaila in the Rishoyim. Was there a mitzvah of Yivom Koy the Matan Tyre? It's Negei in the Sugi Nivomis, the Gemara says, Pesach Tomer and Mila is Noch Yeshlem Lefnei Adibu. Yivam is Oichet Yeshlem Lefnei Adibu. Yivam is Oichet Yeshlem Lefnei Adibu. Was Emes Yivam Lefnei Adibu? Interesting, Maisa, there's a Medrash, Maritzchis brings it in Nivomis. All the Mauritian had six mitzvahs. Noyach added a seventh one, Abram and Achai, Ovam didn't eat meat. And then the Medrash continues, Avraham Avinu added Milo and Shacharis. Yitzchak added Mincha and Maisris. Yaakov added Giranoshe and Mayriv. Yehuda added Yibum. Amram Hoysef Mitzvahs Yaseiris. Let me then pass the Shmoyz versus Amram. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mashlam the whole time. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim brings this Medrash, except for one Shura. He doesn't say Yehuda. He says Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov goes to Amram. He skips Yehuda. The Maritzchis explains, it's a machloikis here. Yehuda avad was the union of Yivam here. But was it a Yivam that taka they were given the mitzvah of Yivam far matan Torah? Or was it only a gedda that we know the others kept all the Torah? Avraham Avinu can't call it Torah Kula. So Azam Bechina that Avraham Avinu can't call it Torah Kula. So they kept Yivam also. But not that it was a be'emes pekechiv of Yivam. And it's negay, like I've shot in the sugi here. The Rishonim still, and this interesting maisa like this. Yehuda and Tamar. Tamar is kalosai. There's a shaylan that we show you, is there an Isra of Kalosei by Ben Noyach? Let's first talk before Avraham Avis came to Kol Terakula. Be'etzem, as Ben Noyach alayim. Is there Isra Kalosei by Ben Noyach? And we show you, the Rikva and Yevamis, that's Tzadik Zayin, they sell, is there an Isra Kalosei by Ben Noyach? If there's an Isra Kalosei, what was the heter? Well, Yehuda didn't know, but what was Tamar's heter? Tamar knew what she was doing. What was Tamar's heter? Ben Noyach is also the Kalosei. The Rikva they handles also, is there an Isra Shnei Achoyes by Ben Noyach? You know, everyone talks about how Yaakov Avinu married two sisters. What do you mean? I thought he kept the whole Torah. And we said, what kind of terutzim? We said, the Ramban says he was in Chutz Laaretz, and the Ovis only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. We spoke many terutzim in the previous parshas. Oh, but what about Ben Noyach? The Ritva hasn't happened yet that Ben Noyach is also to marry two sisters. The Ritva Taka proves from Yaakov that Ben Noyach is not also in two sisters. So now Yishmuz from Beza Chayis. This is the Ovis kind of Kala Torah, Kula Dibish Muz. A portion of Ben Noyach. So there's also Yishmuz that Ben Noyach is also Bekalosai. So the shtel is if a Ben Noyach is usher bekalosi. What was the ma'aseh here with Tamar, with the Yibum? So the Ritva brings a pshat from the Rashba. It was Yibum. Yibum is doich. It was emes the Yibum. Yehuda really had the mitzvah of Yibum. Yibum was matin. And he adds, because far matin Torah, Yibum is not only with Eshesach. Far matin Torah, Yibum is with any korva. And therefore, it was an Isra Kalosai. Ben Noyach is Asra Kalosai. Dalmayach that they wanted to keep the altar. Poshet was Ben Noyach. Ben Noyach is Asra Bekalosai. But there it says, yeah, but he had a mitzvah of Yibam. And not Stama, of his kind, call a Torah with Kula, the mitzvah of Yibam. And Emes, the mitzvah of Yibam. The Yibam is Doicha. Frek the Ritva. Yibam is Doicha, because we know after Matan Torah, Eshes Ach is the Emes Erva, and Yibam is Mata, the Erva of Eshes Ach. Hutra, Dukuya, Vosmevil. But Ben Noyach is not Asra in Eshes Ach. There's no Isra Eshes Ach by Ben Noyach. So you want to say there's Yibam, but where do you see far matan Torah that Bechlal Yibam shepherds with Yisurim? The whole Musig, the enigma of Yivam is over here, that it's an aver that was nepach to a mitzvah. Of a far matan Torah, you don't have that. Far matan Torah, what was the heter of Kalosai? Yehuda didn't know, but what about Tamar? And Yehuda says, Sotka Mimeni. What's Sotka Mimeni? She was Machshulim in Isra Kalosai. Isra Kalosai of Ben Noyach that it's also. Yivam fed. Yivam is a teretz to Azaza. Rabbi Chanan talks about the kasha. He says fourth is a hutra. He says it's the Rashba l'shitosai that the stamazay a hutra in Yivam. It's a hutra. But that's the shverket over here. What was the heter of the Yibam? It's the Osa to Benoyach. The Shver Zatzal has a Grois Arichas Sai over here on the Tei, Benoyach in the Tzal design, on the Ritva. Aber one of Kudi says, we know that the Emes, we would have learned out that Essay is even Doicha Chorus. No, we say you can't learn it out from Kibbet Av because it's Efsher B'Chalitza. He brings a Klichemdo that Farmat and Peridu was no Chalitza. Farmat and Peridu was no Chalitza. If Farmat and Peridu was no Chalitza, then it's Hechshem Mitzvah, a Mustan Yivam. Then the Yivam could Pradek Yisur. We can learn it from Kibbet Av. But that's the Etzim Shtel, how that it was Takat Yisur of Kalosoi, and there was a Matzav of Yivam. Another Prat. Rashi brings that Yehuda says that Tomer should be Nisraf. Haitziyua obviously Sarif. Why Haitziyua obviously Sarif? Which Einish? Why does she deserve Sreifa? Zok Rashi, because she was a Bas Koyin. She was Bito Shal Shame, and she was a Bas Koyin. And a Bas Koyin, Shezinsa, is Bisreifa. Avaras Bas Koyin. As I bring Rashi, Frek the Ramban. She wasn't married. Her husband's Aaron Oinen had died. A Bas Koyin, that's a married Isha. A Pnuya, Bas Koyin Pnuya is not Chayiv Sreifa. She was an Almana. So the Ramban, Pshat and Rashi, he argues, but the Pshat and Rashi is, but she was a Shemeris Yavam. She was Zoka Kli Yivam. And a Bas Koyin, that was Zoka Kli Yivam. And Bais is Bais, because it's real Yivam. So as Zika Leibum, she was Chayiv Sreifa. She was a Yevama Leshuk, a Bas Koyin, that's a Yevama. So there's going to be a Zika Leibum, that's why she's Chayiv Sreifa. Now we said already that Farma and Torah, the Yibum could even be to a Kalosai, not when it's Eish Asach. But now there's another Chelik of the Shal. Yehuda didn't know what was going on. Tamar made this Cheshbon. But now it says afterwards, after the Maisa, when finally Yehuda agreed, Tzotka Mimeni, it says, V'la Yosef Oid L'dayta. Zot Rashi, Machloikis, what does it mean, V'la Yosef Oid L'dayta? One shot is, it's really Gemara and Saita like Pasak. He stayed married to her. Yehuda stayed married to her. And the other shot is, no, V'la Yosef. He did not stay married to her. V'la Yosef, he was Yemas. So there's a Machloikis here. After the Mice of Yehuda and Tamar, did Yehuda stay with Tamar? Machloikis, Tutsdodim and Rashi, it's a Machloikis, it's a Gemara and Saita, says, like Pasak, the Sefri says, V'la Yosef, he didn't continue. What's the Tutsdodim over here that he should or shouldn't continue? So first of all, the Rishayim say, it's Kalosa. Loi mi boidef ben noyach is asur b'kalosa. Noch detzu, of his kaim kolotay rukula. So he was worried about the Kalosa, als v'achem at entoyer dike Kalosa, and this Isra of Kalosa. Ah, he already did Yibum. You know, by Yibum, it's nasis ki ishtel l'chol dover, it becomes your wife. Could be that's only noch mat entoyer dike Yibum. Also, over here, Yehuda did the Yibum b'shoigik. I don't know if the Yibam was going to get that it's going to be taking off the Isser Kalosai. And if for Ersin's als Ben Noyach Dike Kalosai, noch dertzu als Obis Kaim Kolotar Kul and Zichrut's Kalosai, even if for the first time there's Yibam, but now it's not going to be a Heter anymore and it's Asr Os Kalosai. On the side that he did stay with her, you have to say Pshad is because we all Nasas Kishta Lechal Dover. And the Yibam is taking Nasas Kishta Lechal Dover. That's matter. The Ramban says differently. The Ramban says that Yehuda did not stay with her, V'lo Yosef, that he did not stay, but he doesn't say al Kalosa. He says because she's a Yevama, she's Zokuk to Shalom. There's a third brother. There's a Zika to Shalom. What is that? Yehuda did Yivam. Yehuda did Shoykig Dike Koyde Matan Torah Dike Yivam. And Dr. Ramban, Yehuda can't stay with her because there's Zika to Shalom. Because she's still Zokuk to Sheila to the third brother. For the brother is more, is a Zika to Sheila. That's why Yehuda can't stay with her. To Santa Chiddush. Let him say as Kalosai. No. The reason Yehuda can't stay with her, well, Yosef, because she's Zokuk to Sheila. Fraksif Tekasha. Let Sheila do Chalitza. Let Yehuda stay with him. It's Chalitza with Sheila. He'll do Chalitza. Teretz is, if Sheila's going to do Chalitza, is it in Kivan Shalaybana, when one of them does Chalitza, it becomes also to all the brothers. We'll say a Chiddush that Koyda Matan Torah, when the brother does Chalitza, then also the Shver, the Kalosa, it messes up. Doing Chalitza mocks up the whole thing. So it wasn't the Eitzah that Sheila didn't do Chalitza. But then there's even a Shtarka Sheila. The Ramban is saying that she's still Zakat to Sheila. Why didn't Sheila do Yibam? Let's talk it. Why didn't Sheila do Yibam? Because I am Isaac. The Ramban says that it's Torah. can't stay with Yehuda because she's still zaken to Sheila. Lama loy matzana that Sheila does Yibum. So there's a Shaila to say that maybe Sheila already can't do Yibum because of Katlonis. And that's an interesting Maisa that Yehuda talks about other Achrayim. Originally, before Yistamar went and was Merama on Yehuda, originally Yehuda had said, we have to wait. Ad ki yagdol yigdal Sheila, till Sheila grows up. What is he waiting for? What happened to Yibum? It's Nefila Shlisha, the third brother. So there's Rei because it's Katlonis. No, if it's Katlonis, it's Katlonis. Shatza Zay. For a mitzvah, I'm not talking about SS of the Chalois today, but Shomer mitzvah, Loyei the Dabarov, and if you're doing Yibum, there's no problem of Katlonis. So what's Yehuda worried about? Zokti Yehuda Zay. Sheila right now is a Katam. A Katam, you can't for sure do Yibum because maybe he's a Katam, maybe he's a Sris. So Teres of Asayim Achan Roy, Machalik, as Rameir Pakit says, L'choshish. And we say, we're not choshish for Sris. Asayim Achan Roy. Zokti Yehuda Zay, yeah, Ober, if there's a chash sakon of Katlonis, you don't say Machan Roy by sakon. So you have to wait ad ki yigdal Sheila, till Sheila is going to become a Godel. If Sheila becomes a Godel, then falosich that he's going to do Yibum, and Shomer mitzvah layeh the davara can do Yibum. But ad ki yigdal, even if there's Yibum makatan, the reason there's Yibum makatan is because you saw machan roiv. Al sakon of katlonis, we're not going to falosich on roiv. It will be nafminu lefi emes, not just the lachem atan toir, by nafila shlishes. It's already a katlonis by nafila shlishes. Right? There's another interesting maysa that the Mizrahi wants to learn different. He says, what was the head? Why wasn't Tamar worried about Isser Kalosai? So we were speaking Bar Chava, the Rishonim's Pshat, the Faker. She held we were doing Yibum. And Kaidim Antaira, even Yibum of our other relative, is Matir the Yisurim. That's what we discussed before. The Mizrahi brings a different Pshat that it wasn't Isser Kalosai because she was tiny, she was a Ketana, and she was the Yisoyim a Ketana, which does not stem if she was Bita Shalshem. If she's Bita Shalshem, she has to be. Make the cheshbon when Shem was nifter, but it's been first pesukim you can work out. She's not a ketana; she's I think a few hundred years old. But he brings another medrash that she was Yisoyim a ketana, and it was kedushay miyan, and therefore she's not. It's not kalosai because they did miyan, and it was ois marriage from Aaron Oynon, and therefore there's no problem. There's no problem of kalosai to Yehuda. Now there's another shot. Now niyach that Tamar was doing yibum. There's an interesting ha'ara. Melech is not miyabing, and Tamar had a chashash. Yehuda has it in Melech, so im kol zeh Yehuda doesn't realize, but Tamar knows that it's kalosoi, but she's relying on the hefta that it was yibum with kalosoi, and Yehuda says stuck in the minute. But the question was, Tamar wasn't sure. Efshar has been Melech. If he's a Melech, then you can't do yibum. So she wanted to make sure he's not a Melech. So what did she do? She asked for chaysamcha upsilecha. She asked him for his signet ring, for his. A melech would not give. When she asked him for it, what she was convincing herself is to make sure Azir Nishkin Melech. I was interesting, as I said, when some Seifer said this, I was worried, when did Yehudi become Ois Melech? At which stage? Because if he became Ois Melech after she had married, after Erva Oinon, then it's still going to be Nesra. Because when it originally fell, it was Melech. It would be Nesra. But I'm not sure if there's Nesra Koy the Mountain Torah, because Nesra is Eishes Ach. There's no Eishes Ach Koy the Mountain Torah. I don't know. I'm Fatumel. If there would be a Nesra to Kechesh Barak upon him, that's the Chesam Sofer that Tamar was trying to find out that he's not a Melech in order to allow himself to do the Yibam. Now the Maisa Yehuda did not realize this would happen, and he suddenly hears a rumor that his daughter-in-law is Harol is Nunim, Haitziyu Avisi Sarif. Now the emes is, the Gemara learns out from here that noyach loy la'odom lahaplatz moy l'kif shana eish, because she was not going to be Megala. And she was willing to get herself killed, not to be Mavayish Yehuda. Frektim Aram Shif. What's the raya that it's noyach loy la'odom to put himself into a kif shana eish? Maybe, Avad, if you have a right, a way to save yourself from not going into a kif shon, you could be Mavayish someone. Over here, who says that for sure she's going to be saved? Even if she's going to start telling them it's Yehuda, who says that they're going to take her story? Maybe Vaita they're going to kill her. It's not Burr the Hatzolah. What's the Gemara's Raya? That if it's Burr that you could be matzil yourself from a Kivshana Eish, that there's still no Hetta Lahalbim Bnei Chaveir. Efshar for Vaday Hatzolah, yeah, you could be matzil yourself with Halbonas Bnei Chaveir. Here it's not a Vaday Hatzolah. So the Maram Shif says in Bab Metzia, It was Vade Hatzalah. By showing the Choysim and the Psila, she was positive that it was going to be a Hatzalah. The Akoponim Adukhiret Abyssal, the Inyonim of the Yevomistik Echelik Abyssal. The Maisa, the Pasuk says, after Yetomer, was by Yehuda, stayed by Yehikim Shlosh Chadoshim, it was 3 months later, and by Yugad, Yehuda, Zonza Tomer Kalasecha, Yehuda got this rumor that, Tomer was Mizana. There's a pshat in the Bas Ayin. Where did the pshat? He reads the Pasuk differently, Al Drush. Vayihikim Shlosh Chadoshim. It was 3 months after Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. It's 3 months later already. 3 months later. It's a long time. Who remembers? We say on Yom Kippur, we say, May Erev Ad Erev. From Erev until Erev Chanukah. From Erev Yom Kippur until Erev Chanukah, it's Ad. It's 74 days. May Erev Ad Erev. It's a long time already. It's Kim Shlosh Chadoshim. Vayugad Yehuda. Yehuda means the Rabbayim Shalaylam with this drush. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Zonsa Tomer Kalasecha. Klal Yisrael was Mezanah. The matzav is not so good. Allah says, he went in the winter and Vihihar was Nunim. He's doing things he's not supposed to the Klal Yisrael. By Yomer Yehuda, so the Eivishter says, Haitzu of Yisisarif. Oynish. And it's not possible. Klal Yisrael is Shrek of the matzav. It's a long time till the next Yom Kippur. And then the Klal Yisrael says, Haker no le mi hachoy semes va psilim. Don't you see the shemen and the psilim of the Ner Chanukah? Klal Yisrael wants to light Zechob. Klal Yisrael wants to left Zechob. Vayaker Yehuda. And the Rebbein Shalem says, Taka, Sotka mimeni. Ki alkein lo nesatiya l'sheila b'ni. It's not Klal Yisrael's fault. It's Satunka l'golus. It's because I didn't bring them Shiloh. I didn't bring them Mashiach. But when Gittak, Taka, bring in the Geula. And that's what happens in the middle of the Tunka l'golus when it's Kibishlosh Chadoshin. Sukumta Chanukah. You're meeting the Golas. So Redorch, a Ha'ore, there's a Machloikis Rashi Toisvis, it's Negei, Mamash Allah Chalamaisen, the Poiskin, but it's a Machloikis Rashi Toisvis. If you have a bias that goes into a Chotzer, do you light by the Pesach HaChotzer or do you light by the Pesach of the bias? And Toisvis and Rashi handle it, and there's an interesting Maisa, there's a Gemara that says, Ner Sheyesh L'Shnei Psilas, the person has one Ner, a Kli that holds Shemen, and it has two Psilas coming out of it. The Gemara says two people could be Yitzah. You have one Ner means a Kli of Shemen, and two people could be Yitzah with the Ner. So right away the Rishonim tell, how are two people lighting in the same place? How do you have two people lighting in the same place? So Zok Toysis, it's a Raya to his Yisoy that you light by the Pesach of the Chotzer. It's two button in a Chotzer, but since you light at the Pesach of the Chotzer, two people are lighting by the Pesach of the Chotzer. Oh, but like Rashi, yes, the Kasha. Rashi holds you light by the Pesach of the Bias. So there's only one person lighting by the Pesach of the Bais. How do you have two people lighting by the same door? If there's two doors next to each other, still you have to Nera Chanukah be a min, mezuzah be a min, Chanukah be small. Yeah, okay. Get ready. Or by Akoponim, it's not in the same place. Zokta Marsho, what's Rashi going to say? Mahadrin. Two people, Mahadrin, Minna Mahadrin, everybody lights, Mahadrin, everyone lights. So it's two people living in the same house, they're lighting Mahadrin. What was Tosfos? Tosfos is misspelled. Tosfos says it's a riot, here's your side. Two people lighting in the same place. Must be, it's a Pesach HaChotzer. What's the reason? Mahadrin. Zok Demar Shah, it's Tosfos Lashi Tosli. Tosfos holds that when you do Mahadrin, Minna Mahadrin, Moisif HaHoylich, then not everybody lights, only one person can light. You're defeating, if you want to just do Mahadrin, the middle Madrega, everyone likes. But when you go to Mahadrin Minna Mahadrin, which is the purpose to express the amount of days of Hanukkah that it is, then dafka only one person can light. Other Rishonim hold, no, everyone lights as many days as it is. Aber the Tosfos holds, no, when you do Mahadrin Minna Mahadrin, and by the way, why is it Mahadrin Minna Mahadrin? It could be, if it's a big family, Mahadrin has to spend more candles than Mahadrin Minna Mahadrin. Aber it's Mahadrin Minna Mahadrin because it's expressing the amount of days of Hanukkah it is. But on Koponim, you're not lighting two people. So Tosfos you can learn it's Mahadrin. I didn't understand. There's a din that the Ner Chanukah is a Choyves Bais. Ner Ishu Beisa. Then the Aruch HaShulchan asks. The Aruch HaShulchan asks. Man Shtana Chanukah from other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs, everyone is Chayiv. Everyone has to eat matzah. Everyone has to hear Shofar. Everyone has to wear tefillin. Vosef is Chanukah, only bias. You have a few people living in the same bias. Me'ikar adin, ne'erish v'es, only one person's chayv. Why only one? So he has a whole word to explain, because the emes is that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is when you see the Ner Chanukah. That's the ikar mitzvah. Same way by shofar. Everyone blows the shofar? No. Because the mitzvah is to hear the shofar. But you need to have a baal tekeh. By Chanukah, the ikar is the persumei nisa. The ikar mitzvah is liris. And that's why there's a special bracha, haroya ner Chanukah, zoktor of a shofar. That's the ikar. The chazal mesakin has to be in the oifer. Who are you going to see? Who's going to be the baal tekeh? So they made a takon of chayvas bias, and that enabled that everyone in my soul is roya ner Chanukah. Fascinating finish. But there's rise that know that there's taka din on the bias and there's a din on the gavra. It's negeya by achsanai. Even if he's have someone lighting in his house, it could be you have to light where you are. And the achronim still affect that it's taka two dinim. There's chayvas bias and chayvas gavra. Lemoshul. Interesting chiddush the Sharetzin brings from the Baruch Tam. The din is you're not yoitza with ner of Beis HaKnesses. Oh, but the Sharetzin brings it sad. Someone that anyway has someone lighting in his house and he wants to only be yoitza mishtatef bepruti from Achsanai, if he lights in the Beis HaKnesses, he doesn't have to be mishtatef bepruti. Because the chayvus bias he has in his bias to light. He wants to be yoitza also the chayvus gavra. Gavra, you can be yoitza in the Beis HaKnesses. The reason you're not yoitza with ner of Beis HaKnesses is because it's not bias. But the din gavra, you can be yoitza. Akuponim is two dinim, this bias and this gavra. The shaila is, even the etzim din of Nerish Ubeisa, I think there's a shaila in the person. Let's say you have two people living in a bias. Two people living in a bias together. But they're not soymach al shulchan echad. It's not avu b'noi. Not achim. Stam, two people that renting a dira together. Each one is soymach al shulchan atzma. Who's supposed to light? What, they make a goyrul? Who's the kaiveya from the choyvah's bias in such a case? I don't know, it's a big shaila. Is the etzem mechayiv of Nereshu based on mechayiv both of them? I don't know, and the person handled it, but I just want to be more. Rashi and Toysis were both shtelling over here. How is a shaila from Nereshu stay pios? Toysis spars ois a chiddush. He spars ois, must be, it's a din mechotzer. Rashi we answered with Mahadrin. The Marshoa makes a cheshman, it's Lashitos. Vos is poshit. Two people are lighting in the same house. Is a rayanish nazar? It's taka din on the bias that the din of nerush uvei. So who, which one would like? I don't know. Make a goyrol. I don't think they should switch off every night because then mother shalom. Medaf ma'ayins. I know. I want to be medayik at mitzad the sugya from nerush state pios. Another ha'ara. The Gemara says that even shmonim that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, they're not such good shmonim that could cause the candle to go out, that there's a chshah, shem, a yata, maybe you'll be mechal Shabbos. But on Chanukah you're allowed to use it. For Ner Chanukah you're allowed to use it. It's up to Machloikis, but the man that it says, you're allowed to use it for Ner Chanukah. So about it, in the Sforim state, in the Helig Sforim state of Yisoid, even if Shabbos can't be ma'ala person, someone's in such a nidruga madrega, that even their Shabbos is not being meroyim of him, you should know, but Ner Chanukah could. Ner Chanukah is lamachim yasarat falam. Ner Chanukah could be meroyim, afilu shmonim upsilois. It says, Ner Shemen upsilois, Rosh HaTevis Nefesh. Afilu azan nefesh, Ner Shemen upsilois, that's azan nidrig. Ner Shabbos is not meroyim of him. Aber Ner Chanukah yeh. Aber in Poshup Shad, in Halacha, the Gemara says that you're allowed to use it on Ner Chanukah. So I had a shtikala ha'oru. We're talking about someone that's lighting this Shemen for Ner Shabbos. On a regular Shabbos, he's not allowed. Why? It's not such a good shemen. The candle is going to sputter out. It's not going to be good. Well, choishes akidei kach. He's going to come to be nechshon lechol Shabbos. Gevalt. How is he going to be nechshon lechol Shabbos? He's going to forget himself. He's going to forget himself. He might come to chol Shabbos. Better don't use such a shemen. Don't use such a shemen. On Chanukah you're allowed. Why? Because on Chanukah it's also l'shtamish lo'ayim. There's an issur derabbanon. You're not allowed to use the neres of Chanukah. Issur derabbanon. You're not allowed to use the neres of Chanukah. It's awesome. It's awesome the derabbanon. You're not allowed to use. We're worried that Chil Shabbos is much more chomer than this Issur Derabbanan of Asur L'Shtamish L'Ayin. Nevertheless, we don't let you use such a Shemen on Shabbos, because Rachman al-Islam, you might come to Chil Shabbos. But on Chanukah you're allowed to, the Issur Derabbanan of Asur L'Shtamish L'Ayin, Chaviv Chanukah, that it's going to stop you. Chanukah is more stark than Shabbos. Chanukah is going to be mene you from coming to the Nechshon. But Mod Nezach, is the Pshat is Poshit. On Shabbos, you're allowed to be Mishtamish L'Ayin. If you're allowed to, and you're being mishtamish la'oira, and you're allowed to, don't think that even the grois choymer of Chil Shabbos is going to prevent you from shemayate. No, shemayate. But on Chanukah, it's also mishtamish loy. So zayin is nesed rabbanan. But it's also. You have a gvul. You're not being mishtamish. If you're not being mishtamish, you're not going to be yakid. If we can apply this to inyan of the yoyma, it's a double poshet of mishpare gadeis from the sugi from Chanukah. If someone makes a gvul and he says to himself, utterly mishtamish with whatever, fill in the blank. If it's utterly mishtamish la'oira, not because it's Yarva Yarva, let it be an Isidra Rabbana, let it be a self-made Isidra, whatever it is. But if it's Osir L'shtamish La'ira, then you won't be Shema Yadin. You'll be fine. But if it's not Osir L'shtamish La'ira, and you'll be Mishtamish La'ira, don't think that even Chil Shabbos or Gimel Averis Chamorus or anything Chaymer is going to prevent you. Shema Yadin. Those are the Dover Poshet, or we buy the Reus, Afachanek the Goyf. Zalman, Zoychazayn, Zutakazen, the Oiris from Chanukah, and it's not pasha to see the Oiris from Chanukah, but we have to know that the Lamed Vav Neiris of Chanukah, or Keneged the Lamed Vav Shois, that there was Oir HaGonuz. Originally, the Eibush made the Oir HaGonuz, Oir, and he was going as it. Where was he going as it? For the Tzadikim Lassim Lavid. But where was he going as it? In the Lamed Vav Neiris from Chanukah, or in Sfarim state, it's in the Lamed Vav Mesechtes. The person wants to be Taka Zoicha, Abyssal, to Lo'er, Be'oir, of the Oir Agonas, to be Mishtamish La'oira, you have in the Oir from the Lamed Vav Mesechtes, Kemen Zoicha Zayn Taka, Ba'al Mo'adein, Lo'er, Be'oir Agonas, Ezer Shabbat.